Could you please tell me about an experience that you've had with coyotes in Vermont?
Mostly, I see coyotes from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
This past spring, when I was walking one of the cows from the cow barn up to the heifer barn, there were coyotes in the field and they stopped to watch us. But other than my dog wanting to go see them and them wanting to see my dog, there was like no other interaction. They just watched and then went on their way. And then one other, like a week later, a different coyote. It was on a different part of the farm. I'm sure it wasn't the same one. It was the same. Was yipping at us, but keeping her distance. I think she just had pups in the area and did not want us to get near her den. She only cared when we were in one part of the field. The rest of the time, she just watched us.
And can you explain why either of those stories that you shared was meaningful to you?
Usually the coyotes don't get that close to us. So the pair that was at the barn watching and just stopped in the field, they were probably like 100, 150 feet away from me and just watching us. Usually they see us and they run away. And I'd never heard a coyote try to bark at people before. It was the one that was protecting her pups. Like, she didn't want to come close, but she didn't want us near the pile of logs at the edge of the field. But I think she had babies there. I didn't even know they barked like that. So that was just different.
And I'm shifting a little bit now to talk about coyotes more generally. And I'm wondering if you could rank your experience of coyotes in Vermont on a scale of 1 to 9, with 1 being negative and 9 being positive.
I think it would be like
Cool.
yeah.
And can you explain why you would rank your experience that way?
Well, my theory with coyotes is they leave me alone, I leave them alone. And so far they've left us alone. We have lost one or two calves to coyotes, but that was like probably 10, 12 years ago. And those were both odd instances with calves that weren't with their mothers and got separated somehow, so easy for the coyotes to get. Other than that, the coyotes haven't other really bothered us. They don't bother the sheep. I rarely ever see them. Usually they run off when they do see us. So I feel like they're good. They're doing their job of hunting, the rodents and stuff, the wild animals. And they're for the most part leaving the domestic wives back alone. So I feel good about the coyotes. I like them.
I'm really interested in particular how members of the ag community think about both the land they're farming on and the animals that live on it. And I'm wondering if you could tell me a story or an experience or an interaction where land, livestock, and coyotes all interacted. And you can think really broadly about interaction here. It doesn't have to be one moment necessarily, but I'm just really interested in hearing a story about your experience of how those three things, land, livestock, and coyotes interact.
Well, I mean, the livestock, for the most part, the coyotes don't get near our sheep, but I know that doesn't happen. But they go in the pastures with the cows and hunt with the cows there. So, like, they seem to interact really. Our cows are not scared of them. I've seen the cows chase them out of the pastures. I've seen them just go through and hunt, and the cows completely ignore them. And I think that the coyotes are good because they keep the level of like woodchucks and the rodents kind of down, the vermin down basically. And that helps with keeping less holes in the ground for the cows to get step, to step in and hurt their legs. And they seem to coexist very peacefully. And I've definitely seen the coyotes out with the livestock. I feel like they can coexist. You get what I've been told is you either get coyotes who want to kill your livestock, or you get coyotes who leave your livestock alone.
Mm.
And if you have the ones who leave your livestock alone, leave them alone, because the new ones that move in will probably, you know, there's a good chance that they'll be ones who want to get your livestock.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as for us, they seem to coexist very peacefully. I've seen coyotes around, like in the fields around the sheep pastures. I've never seen one actually try to get inside of a sheep pasture.
And what does that, like, coexistence or that interaction, why is that meaningful to you?
I just think it shows that we can coexist with the domesticated animals and the wild animals together. Like, that you can have farmland with coyotes on it and hunting. And that they're not, yes, they can become overpopulated and become a nuisance, but for the most part, if the population is, you know, not really kept in control, but if it doesn't explode, if there's not a population explosion of coyotes where they need more food than the resources that are available to them, then I feel like coyotes can totally coexist with people and farming and everything else.
And focusing in on the different components of this interaction that you're talking about, can you speak to land, and does land and how you think about land impact how or why this interaction is meaningful to you?
I don't know if I really can, to be honest. I mean, I feel like here at the farm we have a lot of like good space for coyotes to live and have their own areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what makes that work, for them to be able to come out when they want to and go through the livestock areas and not touch those. Like, because we have woods, like thick woods, where they can have their dens and, you know, have their families and stuff without like having to be like in town where there's so surrounded by stuff that they're seeing a lot. And it would be more bothersome with like cats and dogs mm-hmm. around. Than here, where it's just on the farm, it's more more land space with less people for them to be around all the time.
Awesome.
But we do manage our land for wildlife here.
Mm.
Like, mostly for the birds, but we have fields that we don't mow until late in the year so that the bobolinks can nest and their young can fledge. So.
Mm.
That probably makes a difference in some ways to coyotes as far as their hunting areas, because it's not all mowed for hay. It probably diversifies the amount of prey they find that they can hunt for.
Hmm. And then the other component, how does or does livestock impact what's meaningful to you and the interaction that you're speaking to, and can you explain to me why or why not?
Like, how do they impact the coyotes being around, or how they?
Or how do they impact the situation that you had spoken to earlier about coexistence and that interaction that you were talking about with coyotes at Shelburne Farms?
I think you kind of need the livestock in a way, because you have to maintain the land in some way. If you just let it all grow up
mm-hmm.
and you're not doing anything with it, it's just going to get a lot of brush. So they're not going to have, you know, the woodchucks and the mice and the moles and stuff that they'll hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to have that to hunt, because those aren't going to live in the trees. Like, they're not going to live where there's a bunch of buckthorn. They like to live out in the fields mostly.
Because
mm-hmm. if you walk through the woods, you don't find, like, a bunch of woodchuck holes and a ton of mice and voles everywhere. But if you go out into the grass areas, you do. And in working on the farm, I see more of those in the fields that we graze with the animals than I see in the hay fields that are all, you know, cut down to, like, 3 inches tall. 3 or 4 times a summer. It seems like they go more in the areas where we graze animals in the grass to allow it to get taller and maybe not cut as short. So I feel like the livestock are a nice balance to like maintain the land and keep it open and allow that wildlife to be able to come in.
And then finally, the last component of that interaction, do coyotes impact what is meaningful to you in that interaction or that experience? And can you explain to me why or why not?
Oh, I like coyotes. I think they're cool to see. Mm-hmm. That's why they're kind of meaningful when I see them, because I never used to see coyotes. And especially this year with COVID, I see more coyotes than I've ever seen on the farm. Yeah. I used to see like one, maybe two a year, I see a coyote. And I'm not seeing them as much right now, but early this year, I was seeing coyotes almost every day. And it was pretty much the same couple pairs. I would see one or the other of them.
That's so cool.
I definitely feel like it's nice to know that they're around and doing their thing and that they're doing good, like they're doing well in this environment.
Awesome. And we're almost done. Just a few background questions to finish up. And I'm wondering, thinking back to the coyote story that you first shared or any of these, can you tell me where it took place?
All the coyotes that I see are on Shelburne Farm. So they've been right here at the dairy. They've been out like towards the farm barn. And they've been on Southern Acres over by the breeding barn. The one where the coyote barked, it was across the road from the farm on top of Cabot's land. There's a couple pairs of coyotes over there. But I only saw that the one time that she barked at me, and then it was over. I haven't seen her since.
And can you tell me what year this story took place?
Oh, all this year, 2020.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you do outside, whether it's for work or for recreation?
Well, I go walking with my dog a lot on my days off. Basically, just doing farm stuff, building fence, going around moving water tubs, moving animals from place to place. That's mostly what I do outside. The time that Coyote barked at us for her pup, she had no problem with the heifers being around where her puppies were. It was when we walked over to check on the heifers that she didn't mind the livestock near there. She just minded us near there. Yeah. And they weren't worried about her. They didn't even pay attention to her. They didn't even look at her. Mm-hmm. So.
How long have you lived in Vermont?
My whole life.
Wow.
So 39 years.
What town do you live in?
Shelburne.
What year were you born?
1981.
What is your gender?
Female. And
then finally, what is your race or ethnicity?
I guess we could say